Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Interesting show, because I'm with you till 3:25-ish, and we have Penn State basketball, and then I will be back on after the game, allegedly, for some time. Not sure, but hey, listen, it's quantity over quality. No, wait, strike that, reverse it. Quality over quantity, baby. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. It's Monday, Thanksgiving week. And I'm having some kind of problems with my camera for some reason, getting it to work. I don't know why, but it doesn't really even matter if we're only together for 25 minutes. Probably not. So let's get right into it anyway. Here's the deal. So Donald Trump has appointed some really great people to the health positions, including our buddy Dr. Marty Makary, who, when he was on the show, I asked him about lice. Yes, I took the time to ask this incredibly esteemed doctor, who is now going to run the FDA, I took the time to ask him about lice for my daughter. Okay? So just so you know, that's what I did. And it's a good thing I asked him, because he gave me great advice, because we had another lice outbreak. So, yeah, that happened. But he's a Johns Hopkins surgeon. He's brilliant, and he has written a couple of books, but he was most recently on the show for his book regarding challenging the medical community. And he wrote a book during COVID as well. But Blind Spots, which is his latest book, gets into some really great and controversial topics, challenging conventional medicine. Like, for example, fluoride in the water. You're going to hear a lot about fluoride in the water going forward and whether or not it should be in the drinking water. Now, the Surgeon General in Florida, who's a really smart guy, he's now advising communities in Florida not to put fluoride in drinking water, because he said you can get it from other places like mouthwash and toothpaste. So the question of whether or not to ingest it is really something that people need to think about. But Makary raises that in his book. My point is that already what's happening, as you can see, is the media and the left are jumping on board with they're the conspiracy theorists that Trump is appointing to the various positions, except for one. That's Dr. Jeanette Nashawashawa. I forget how to, she's, but I've had her on the show before, and she's a really sweet woman, but she's the most controversial to pick among Trump supporters, because she supported the COVID vaccine and also supported Facebook taking down quote unquote misinformation and disinformation. So she's actually the one that's going to have the hardest problem with Trump supporters. But the big breaking news of the day, is that Jack Smith, who's not a special counsel, he's a psycho-obsessed lawyer, obsessed with getting Donald Trump. That guy has now filed motions to dismiss both Trump federal cases. It's over, Johnny. It's over. Nothing is over. No, this is really over. Both federal cases dismissed. The not special counsel, psycho-obsessed lawyer Jack Smith filing the motions to dismiss both cases. They will be promptly dismissed. And this also goes in tandem with what happened in New York the other day, where the judge in that case, Juan Merchan, agreed to indefinitely suspend or postpone the sentencing of Donald Trump and allowing his team to file a motion to dismiss the verdict, which is what's going to happen in New York as well. So that only leaves Georgia at this point. That whole case is an S show. We still don't even know if Fani Willis is going to be allowed to be the district attorney on the case anymore. We have no idea. That's all in limbo. And then it really just leaves the other case, which is a civil case, which is regarding New York State. And that whole issue, which is basically going to be overruled by that, I think, Superior Court panel, which looked into everything and said that that case against Donald Trump over Letitia James bringing charges in that manner looks very, very much like prosecutorial abuse and specifically targeting, and not a good thing. Not a good thing. Yes, we have them. All right. So, you know, just so you know, he's now going to be the head of the Food and Drug Administration. He's going to work in tandem with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., assuming he gets through the Senate confirmation for HHS secretary. I'm not so sure he will. I'm a little bit nervous about him. I've told you this last week. The two people I'm nervous about are Tulsi Gabbard and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And that is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Christmas is on the way. The holidays are here. How's your smile? Now's your chance to book an appointment with Dr. Mike to get a consultation for your perfect smile. Do that today by going to VeneriaDental.com, 856-786-2020. So now that these charges have been dismissed against Donald Trump, President-elect Donald Trump, and Jack Smith is toast and he's going to be out the door, now the question is the Attorney General of the United States, Pam Bondi, who will be confirmed by the Senate. I have no doubts about that. They'll call an election denier. No Democrats will vote for her. And I don't think any Democrats are going to vote for any of these picks. Maybe Rubio, because he's one of theirs. Beyond that, though, it's going to be a completely partisan vote. I trust me on this. Your Thanksgiving, which is coming up on Thursday, obviously, is going to be a very unique Thanksgiving this year, because you're going to have a lot of relatives who are very upset over Donald Trump's victory. I'm in this boat. I can tell you this. And now they're upset about the quote unquote conspiracy whack jobs that he's appointing to all these positions. These are people who are not afraid to challenge conventional wisdom. And they're going in there, and this is their charge, to uproot bureaucrats who run our government and by de facto run our country. Unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats who make rules and decisions. Congress doesn't pass laws anymore. That's the charge of these individuals. That's what they're going to do. But you see, Lisa Murkowski, who just got a very powerful chairmanship, she's now the chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee. This is a big deal. Murkowski hates Donald Trump. She is a true Trump hater of the highest degree. And Lisa Murkowski now, in this new role, is she's going to have a lot of power, a ton of power. And she's already said she will not support any of Trump's nominees unless they get FBI vetting. So Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, the two of them now working hand in hand, are now the Democrats' new best friends. In fact, even Newsweek has an article about that. Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski are the Democrats' new best friends. And by saying this about the FBI vetting, all the FBI has to do is raise a question about something. Like, say, Tulsi Gabbard going to meet Bashar al-Assad in her capacity as a member of Congress, charged with a constitutional oath to declare war potentially as a vote, that raises questions. And then she can say, well, then Tulsi Gabbard is gone. They'll bring up something with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from his FBI file about him killing a whale, beheading a whale, decapitating a whale, even though they don't care about dead whales, because dead whales don't vote, dead Democrats vote. And then they'll say, oh, yeah, there's something in his FBI file came up. That's the excuse they're going to use. And these four rhinos, these two rhinos is even the wrong word for it. These aren't even Republicans, but they are technically, along with Mitch McConnell and along with this guy from Utah, These are going to be the problem points for President-elect Donald Trump going forward. There's no question about that. Here's the good news. A couple things I want to share with you. This is a venture capitalist who said Donald Trump, President Trump, is going to have an economic renaissance if they use Doge, the Department of Government Efficiency, which, of course, he's using along with Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, to slash regulations. It's a little bit of a longer cut, so I'm not going to play the whole thing, but this is a little bit of this. Cut number two.
So I think the real opportunity for Doge is to basically do whatever it needs to do using the law to wipe as many of these regulations off the books.
Boom.
We are better cutting them all to zero and then finding the ones we really need and then repassing those than we are going at this piecemeal. And there's some incredible ideas, by the way, that this creates. Nick, I don't know if you can find this tweet, but Doge asked what people think of the IRS. And there was an enormous amount of activity that essentially said, give us a flat tax and wipe out the tax code. And people were very flexible in the amount of tax that they were willing to pay. But could you imagine the simplification in the tax code and the implications of that?
Let's stop it right there. That would be amazing. A flat tax is something that conservatives have endorsed for a very, very long time. Steve Forbes was really the first guy on that back in the 90s when he ran for president. And he was pushing a flat tax very hard. I think it'd be great. Shamath Palihapitiya was a huge Democrat donor before this election. That's the guy you heard there. And I don't know, am I saying that correctly, Matt DeSantis? Am I pronouncing his name correctly?
You're close. It's Shamath Palihapitiya. Yeah.
Shamath Palihapitiya. Okay, thank you. Yeah, I would have no friggin' idea how to pronounce that. Oh, by the way, since DeSantis is here, I should mention to you, we got an email shortly before the show came on. Now, listen, I'm not one of those guys who brags about ratings. I don't. It's just not my thing. However, what I do like to do is beat bloated, cocky talk show hosts. That's what I like to do. And I'm going to share this information with you because your time is precious and your time is valuable, even though today we only have 25 minutes of it together until after the game, at whatever point that is. There was a guy in afternoons in Philadelphia for a number of years. I'm not talking about Sean Hannity. It was a local host. He was rude. He was arrogant. He was handsome, charming, funny, and had great hair. However, was cocky as all get out. And it turns out, we beat him again handily. Beat him once again. In fact, this little weasel, I beat him so bad that we haven't had the ratings this good in afternoon drive since what year, Matt DeSantis?
It's been 17 years, 2007.
Yeah, so that guy was in afternoons from 2014 to 2019. I beat him like a drum. Now, granted, he was charming and handsome. The ladies loved him, and they all wish he wasn't married, but he is. And incredibly, smart, and classy, but arrogant, cocky. So he deserves to get beat like a drum by me. So I'm happy to share that news with you. It's great news.
What was his name? Do you remember?
I don't remember. You know, it's funny. I've been trying to find it all day. I'm having a tough time finding it. He looks a lot like me, though. I tell you what, quite handsome. I mean, stunningly charming and handsome. But then he moved to mornings, and then they put Hannity in, and then the ratings really took a dive. But anyway, so it's good to know that. So thank you for your support of the show. We appreciate it. And again, I'm only sharing this with you because that guy was an arrogant jerk. Oh, but I did bad news, though, for President-elect Donald Trump. I know he doesn't like to lose. The former and future president doesn't like to lose. But this is what, if you remember, what he said that he hopes for me in this show.
What I'd love to do, I'd love your ratings to go down to zero.
Yeah, but that didn't happen. We had the best November the station's had in how many years?
17 years, almost 20 years.
Almost 20 years, Mr. President. I'm sorry. Even with all of your power and all your skill and your incredible influence, you were not able to achieve your goal of having my ratings go down to zero. Sorry to disappoint. Now, MSNBC's ratings, on the other hand, they're at a flat zero. They're actually flatlining. They might be negative in negative territory at this point. So congratulations to the whole team. Justin, thank you for all your hard work. You're outstanding. Excellent job.
Thank you.
I don't think Kirk's there today, but Kirk, thank you. I think he's with Dom, right? At Dom's thing?
Yes.
Yeah, he's at the Dom event.
Yeah, the Dom event. So there you go. Well done. Excellent work. Beat that little bastard like a drum. That's what I wanted to hear. That's good. I love beating myself.
You can't say that.
I can't say it. That didn't, you know, when I, after I just said it, you're right, that doesn't sound right. After I said that, I thought to myself, it doesn't sound. But I think a time to transition to a Jeffrey Toobin cut. We don't have one, but. Oh, you know what? Adam Schiff, he has profound concerns about Tulsi Gabbard. So this is the swamp doing their thing and Shifty Schiff. And this is what's going to happen now. They're going to try very hard to kill two nominations, Tulsi Gabbard and Bobby Kennedy. Mark my words on this. We got to fight for them because they're both deserving of this. And I hope to God they get through, particularly Tulsi, because she's such a great friend of the show. But this is a little Shifty Schiff cut number nine.
Let's talk about your former colleague who you just mentioned, Tulsi Gabbard. She's been picked as director of national intelligence. Just last week, Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz said Gabbard was, quote, likely a Russian asset. Do you share those concerns or is that overstated?
Well, I wouldn't describe her that way. But what I would say this, she has certainly echoed talking points for the Kremlin. She appeared to have taken Putin's side when he invaded Ukraine.
Taking Putin's side.
And, you know, her fondness for Bashar al-Assad, someone who is gassing his own people, calls her judgment deeply into question. So here you have someone with very questionable judgment and no experience. That's not a great recipe for running the agencies. And the problem is, if our foreign allies don't trust the head of our intelligence agencies, they'll stop sharing information with us, and that makes our country less safe. So I have profound concerns about her.
Okay, first of all, this is the setup here. This is the setup for how they're going to try to stop her. She didn't root for Putin. She didn't take Putin's side. It is an idiot. Schiff is an idiot. But they are terrified of the fact that Tulsi Gabbard is going to go in there and advise the president of all the ways that the intelligence community spies on us. Listen, we don't even know the full extent of it. We really don't. We're guessing. We're all guessing. We know what we know. And the only thing we really know is because Edward Snowden, who I hope Donald Trump pardons at some point, was brave enough to tell us. And there was a time back then when many on our side thought Edward Snowden was a traitor. And I remember that debate we had at the Wells Fargo Center. Well, I was still in nights back then. I wasn't even on afternoons at that point. So I had yet to beat myself in afternoons. Anyway, point is, I was 6 p.m. That's when I really got bumped for sports. Like today we're getting bumped for sports, but back then I got bumped for sports all the time. And I said, Snowden's a hero. Look, Snowden has shared with us all the ways the government is abusing the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution and spying on the American people without a warrant. And I said, you know, you could say the guy's a traitor all you want because he betrayed secrets, but those secrets were our government spying on us. I think we've all come around to that fact, but we only know what we know because of Snowden. And then the swamp creatures that were put in there after Snowden have probably guarded more secrets of the way the government spies on us and profiles us and monitors us and intimidates us. Tulsi Gabbard's going to go bring that attention to the president. And when the president finds all those things out, he's going to end all of those practices. He's going to end all those practices. But that's a danger to people. It's just like, I'll tell you the reason why they're scared of Robert Kennedy. And it's not vaccines and it's not fluoride in the drinking water. They are scared of him because gain-of-function research is over. They are never, ever going to fund the creation of dangerous pathogens, dangerous viruses, and then also create the so-called vaccine for those very viruses and pathogens. That, of course, isn't even a vaccine. But it's the gravy train that Big Pharma wants to continue. That's what it comes down to. It's not red dye number five. Don't be fooled by that. I know it's very easy to think, well, yeah, you know, Kennedy's challenging Big Food and then Big Pharma. And that's yeah. All that's true. The truth is, gain of function research, they've been hiding that from the American public. They've found ways to do it through grant money. They have found ways to evade the law. They have found ways to create these viruses in labs around the world. And we don't even know the full extent of that. But we will. We will when he becomes Health and Human Services Commissioner. And he can go in there and he can order these agencies to turn over all the information. Also, when the president appoints his NIH director and the director of the National Institutes for Allergies and Infectious Diseases. Again, all the information is going to come public. So we'll find out what little things they're cooking up in the labs. Because I got news for you. COVID did not come from an undercooked bat burger with a side of penguin fries and a raccoon dog aioli. It was a bioengineered virus that eventually the Chinese military took over and weaponized for their purposes, and then unleash it during the Military World Games in the fall of 2019 in the city of Wuhan, China. So don't tell me that this is okay. It's not okay, and we need to end that practice, but that's a lot of money for Big Pharma. So that has to go. And then the other issue is that in addition to funding research on transgender monkeys and looking into whether or not fish can have gay sex and whether or not they like gay sex with rainbows and underwater rainbows and liking it. I mean, the most nonsensical studies you've ever heard in your life, and you can't even believe them. There's also something else, too, which is acknowledging science, actual science, like, for example, how men are men and women are women. Which I know sounds very basic, but Bill Maher had to take fake scientist Neil deGrasse Tyson. Well, he's okay. He's an astrophysicist. I guess he's legit science. Unlike Bill Nye, the science guy, who's not a scientist. He's a meteorologist. Neil deGrasse Tyson is actually a physicist. So he's a very smart guy. But Bill Maher had to take him to task over this very issue. And he had him on Real Time Friday night, clobbered him over this. Take a listen.
Here's what I think is the scandal.
What?
This is in Scientific American.
Yeah.
Less than a year ago.
Uh-huh.
Inequity between male and female athletes is a result not of inherent biological differences between the sexes, but of biases in how they are treated in sports. That's nuts. And it sure ain't scientific, and it's in Scientific American. And that's why the Democrats lost the election. It's true.
Bill, every 20 minutes... on your platform, you come up with another reason why the Democrats lost. No. You already have the answer. They lost the election. So anything you say
that's
is why
true.
They did it.
First of all, you don't watch this show, so you don't know. Engage with the idea here. What I'm asking is, Scientific American is saying, basically, that the reason why an NBA, WNBA team can't beat the Lakers is because of societal bias.
What you're saying is not Scientific American says that. An editor for Scientific American says that, who no longer has the job. So don't indict a 170-year-old magazine because somebody...
Okay, this is called Scientific American, and they're printing something
because
that's...
Because someone enters the cesspool that is social media and then participates in that exchange.
Why can't you just
talk about science?
Why can't you just say this is not scientific and Scientific American should do better?
Well, does she still have her job?
No, not because of this. I said the scandal is not her tweet. The scandal,
because that was like a year ago, was it? Which one was a year ago?
I think a year ago, women still couldn't beat men in basketball or any other sport. And it wasn't because of society. You don't see a problem.
By the way, long distance swimming, women might actually have the advantage. You look into that. Yeah.
Maybe long distance swimming.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Just, I've looked into it. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to file you under part of the problem.
Well, he is. He is part of the problem. And that's the thing. And this is what Bill Maher's talking about. There are a lot of suburban moms and dads, I'm telling you this because I interact with these people all the time, who have a real problem with this issue that the left cannot acknowledge basic biology. And is willing to sacrifice their men and women. But, you know, if you ask our buddy Paula Scanlon, who lost to Will Thomas, women don't necessarily make better swimmers than men. And so that's also part of the problem. But that basic biology issue, I know it sounds like a minor point, but there's something else, too. When Bobby Kennedy joined Trump's ticket, it was also for a lot of people who were on the fence about Trump, but didn't like certain things that happened during COVID, their kids having to get vaccines or to go see a play. There was a time we wanted to take our daughter to see a play, but it was a vaccine mandate. I'm like, that's stupid. I'm not doing that. It's ridiculous. Now, luckily, they never mandated it in the schools, but they could have. They could have come close. And parents don't like the fact that their kids had to wear masks. And parents also have a lot of questions around the things that go into their kids' food. And Kennedy's going to address those things. This issue with suburban voters, I got news for you. Not everything is politics for people. Sometimes it's very simple. Sometimes it really comes down to very basic things of what's in their immediate future and what's going on with their families. And they say, I don't want my little girl to lose a position to a guy in sports. And it's ridiculous that our school is not acknowledging this, or that our school is going to allow that to happen. And I got a problem with the fact that, my kid had to wear a mask for 2 years and couldn't go to certain places. And I got bullied and I got bossed around and I was called a domestic terrorist. And the hell with these people. Sometimes it's just as simple as that. And when you've got people who are so-called scientists who can't acknowledge basic science, which is biology, which last time I checked, people go through puberty, and then that puberty doesn't change you into something else. You don't become a transformer and change. So, you know, when the lice guy came the other day, it was interesting because he said to us that lice typically don't like men. Now, I don't know if there are gay lice that do. I'm just saying lice typically don't. There's a testosterone. We have testosterone, and lice don't like that, which is why most of the time he only finds lice on girls, which is why my daughters have had it twice, and I've never had it, and my son hasn't had it. And he explained the reason why. Now, that's just basic biology. So testosterone plays a role in a lot of different things. It does. And it has to do with body strength. And it has to do with whether or not head lice find you to be attractive and a good blood meal or not. This is why I asked the head of the FDA, the future head of the FDA, Dr. Marty Makary, about head lice when I had him on the show. But that's the bottom line. My mother, oh my gosh, DeSantis. DeSantis. Who was that, yeah. Rich? The guy you beat out. She doesn't get my sarcasm. It was me, Mom. I was the afternoon drive host. It was me. Mom is the only needs a sarcasm warning. Can we play their blowing it up as Mom is the only sarcasm warning? Can we do that? Do we have access to that sound effect? We may not be able to pull it up in time. I don't know. I don't have a little soundboard
somewhere.
Yeah. Well, that'll be the sarcasm warning from now on. So my mother knows I'm being sarcastic. We'll go, they're blowing it up. I think they're blowing it up. Yes, Mama Zioli, it was me. I was the afternoon drive host, and this show is now. This is awkward to even have this conversation with my mother listening. So I'm just going to move on. You know what? We're going to move on. We got a game coming on in a few minutes. So I'm bumped for basketball, just like the days of getting bumped for women's highlight. But this is old school Zioli Army. That's what we want. And here's the thing: we're going to root for Penn State because they're our team. We are going to root for Penn State. Go Nittany Lions. The other reason why we're going to root for them is because if they win today, we're going to get bumped again tomorrow. So that and they're a local team, obviously. You know, go Penn State. But I'll be back with you after the game for a little bit. I don't know how long that'll be. But let me tell you about Cherry Hill Volvo, our great friends on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Right now is a wonderful time to go see them. And you can have a beautiful Volvo for an amazing price, $687 a month on the XC90 with all applicable rebates and an extra $2,000 in rebates if you are a Costco member. So just go see them today, Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. My dear friend Judith Krupnik would love to see you. And they are our studio sponsor. They're our number one sponsor. And Volvos are great cars. Remember, I played you that Volvo commercial the other day with the family. It's all about family. And driving the XC90, I know my family's going to be safe and sound. So Cherry Hill Volvo, you will have an incredible shopping experience. And maybe you want to do the S-Class, which is made right at their plant in South Carolina. Those, it's American made, American jobs, baby. Either way, please visit the great team at Cherry Hill Volvo and thank them for their incredible support of Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. I'll see you soon.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
So, did you enjoy the game? Welcome to my very abbreviated show with you till, for the next 12 minutes or so. So I'm not even going to bother giving out the phone number. But, yes, welcome. It's Monday, 6:42 p.m., and I have a lot to talk about in the next 10 minutes or so. No, look, it's fine. Yes, it's basketball, and then we'll have this again tomorrow. So I'll be with you at 3 o'clock, and we'll rock and roll till Penn State. And then I'll come on and say goodbye and wish you a happy Thanksgiving. I am in for Jimmy Failla on Wednesday, though. So you'll still be able to catch me on the station, even though I'm off on Wednesday. But I do hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. It is going to cost you more money this year, despite the media telling you that it's the cheapest it's been in years. They lie. They lie like a dog. They lie like a dog. Speaking of lying like dogs, I was going to mention, I don't know, this is funny. I took the girls to see the movie Wicked, which is it's like the Wizard of Oz movie, and the one actress on there, the one actress was saying that it's like the gayest movie ever, and that the chickens are gay. Now I didn't see any gay chickens when I watched Wicked with the kids. I didn't see any, honestly. I was actually pleasantly surprised at how unwoke the movie was. I was pleasantly surprised by that, but it's all the rage, this Wicked movie, and it's owned by a company called Comcast, which also owns MSNBC. I kept thinking about that when I was watching the movie. So it's about the Good Witch and the Bad Witch, and how the Bad Witch becomes the Good Witch in the Wizard of Oz, or the Bad Witch becomes the Bad Witch in the Wizard of Oz. And yeah, so one of the actresses was like, "Oh, it's everything's gay. The rainbow's gay, and the yellow brick road, and the chickens are gay." And I was like, "Chicken? How do chickens even? I don't think chickens are gay." But anyway, I didn't notice any of that in the movie. I just noticed the Wizard of Oz kind of stuff. And it was singing and dancing, and this is why I'm a good dad, taking my daughter Claire, my 8-year-old daughter. She was very excited to see it. Luckily, it didn't seem that woke. But I was sitting there thinking, Comcast owns NBC, which is the parent company of MSNBC, and MSNBC is a disaster for them. And I tweeted out the other day, after Joy Reid was going on about how Trump's going to start shooting people in the streets, and I tweeted out to Comcast, and I just asked a very simple question. I said, is this good for business? Like, as you're doing the whole Wizard of Oz thing, and you're trying to make a gajillion dollars on this Wicked thing, and it's everywhere. It's T-shirts. It's brought a resurgence back to the Wizard of Oz now. Which, by the way, I played the Cowardly Lion in high school. I did. I was the Cowardly Lion. I was very good, too. Courage. But I can't sing, so I just kind of act. Sang. I really talk sang. I don't know how to sing. But anyway, I'm going to play this clip for you. This is Joy Reid to Trump supporters. And this is just another one of her crazy sayings, what she said. And I'm just waiting. I'm waiting to find out if they're actually going to end up canceling this network, because I just don't know how this network can survive. I really don't. I don't know how they can survive with all the venom and hate that they spew. Like, aren't people tired of this? But anyway, apparently nobody wants to have Thanksgiving with us. Look, I think all Trump supporters would agree that if our Trump-hating in-laws don't want us for Thanksgiving, we're fine. We're okay. We'll stay home and watch football. It's okay. I'll deep-fry a turkey in the backyard by myself. I'll smoke a cigar. I'm okay with it. I'll drink a little bourbon. Like, I'll survive. If you really don't want us around, then it's okay. I'll opt out. I'll take one for the team. All right, it's the least I can do. Here's cut number three.
People are rightfully alarmed. They have a reason to be alarmed. And if you would vote for that, people may not feel so confident that they're safe with you. This is not crazy. This is legitimate feelings of fear of you, and a feeling that you might not be someone they could trust. If this thing goes way south, autocracies go south real fast, and things get ugly, and people get asked to do things and turn people in and point people out and turn on them. And if you're voting affirmatively, gleefully for this, and people might, I don't know, may not feel so confident in you anymore. That's real, and you kind of have to live with it. So if you think that you can vote for what people see as their destruction and then demand that they still are cool with you and kiki with you and have Thanksgiving with you, like, I think you're kind of missing the point of what people are upset about. They're afraid.
Okay.
And
fine. I mean, I'm good. I'll happily. I think I speak on behalf of all Trump supporters that if we're going to cause meltdowns, if we're going to cause people to be unhappy, we don't need to be there. It's okay. It really is. It's fine. It'll be fine. Here's my advice, honestly. This Thanksgiving, don't gloat. You don't need to gloat. You really don't. We won. We got the next 4 years. There's no need to gloat. You want to avoid the gloating, because they're really having psychological breakdowns here. They really are. Oh, but here's the clip from Wicked. This is Ariana Grande, who apparently has, I don't know, 350 million followers on Instagram, which is amazing. Anyway, every day in the Emerald City is a pride parade. This is what my friend Juliana Freeman from the Daily Caller tweeted out earlier today. Take a listen to this.
Every day in the Emerald City is a pride parade.
Oh my God.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, look at like.
That's actually great.
But it's true.
Yeah.
Even like the chickens. Those
the snow
chickens
leopard with
are
the little
gay.
Cape.
Oh. Yeah.
Definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, Dr. Dillamond in that Bodie cardigan.
Oh.
Let's wake it up.
Let's
talk about it. I want that cardigan, and let's just talk for a minute about him and his little custom tea device as well, his little teacup. Dr. Dilly with his tea and his cardigan.
No.
I'm just throwing it out there.
It's true. It's true.
Gay icon Dr. Dill.
For sure. I do think that scene with his teacher friends or his animal friends, they're all a little bit like...
Very chic.
You know, Snow Leopard's lounging on the couch.
And the little tamarind monkey.
So you see, the chickens are gay. Gay chickens. By the way, I'm demanding this Thanksgiving that my turkey be gay. Just to be inclusive. I want to be inclusive this Thanksgiving, and so that's what I'm demanding. And I'm going to bring a gay turkey to my in-laws Thanksgiving. Why not? It'd be very kind of me to do. I think it'd be kind, all right? It would be a kind thing to do, and I'm trying to be a giving human being. I'm trying to be kind this Thanksgiving and just be thoughtful. And speaking of that, by the way, the Temple Police are doing a Thanksgiving outreach project. They reached out to me today. They just wanted me to share this announcement, and I wanted to do so because I, of course, will always try to do what I can to help law enforcement. They have a thing going on right now. Temple Police will assemble dinners that include turkey, green beans, cranberry sauces, yam, stuffing, and more. And they will deliver those Thanksgiving meals to families of our surrounding communities who are in need, including North Philadelphia. And that was going on today. And Temple Police... They were delivering families in North Philadelphia who were in need. I thought that was wonderful. So thanks to the cops over there for doing that. I think that's great. This is so I got to just mention Garden State Earthworks. I appreciate all the great work they do. I'm not going to break, but I want to thank Garden State Earthworks for being a great sponsor and remind you to call Lou Vargo at Garden State Earthworks. If you have any water problems in your backyard, you need to do that today because winter is coming. Yes, winter is coming and you've got to deal with it because that water will freeze and thaw and freeze and thaw. So if you don't do something about it, it's going to cause you lots and lots of expensive problems. But Lou Vargo and Garden State Earthworks will come to your house, drain the water away once and for all. You will feel great, you'll be happy, and the job will be done before that water gets into your foundation, basement, destroys your swimming pool, causes you thousands and thousands of dollars in damage. You don't want to deal with that. So please, yes, please reach out to Garden State Earthworks today. The ladies on The View were forced to issue four, not one, not two, not three, but four legal notes in a single episode in which they spent trashing President-elect Trump's cabinet picks. Okay? Not one legal notice, not two legal notices, not three, four legal notes, which are disclaimers provided by the subject's lawyers, pertain to remarks made on the air by the show's stars, Joy Behar. Stars, really? Sarah Haynes, Anna Navarro, Sonny Hostin, who is a lawyer, and Alyssa Farah Griffin. Cut 14.
We have to clarify that Santos eventually reached a plea deal after pleading guilty to wire fraud and aggravated identity.
Is that a legal note?
What a nice
one. Kind of.
All right.
Kind of.
It's a clarification. Bribery accusations. I have a legal note.
You want to take this one, Joy, or you?
Matt Gaetz has long denied all allegations and has not been charged with any crime.
That's true.
Also, another legal note, Pete Hegseth's lawyer said he paid the woman in 2023 to head off the threat of a baseless lawsuit.
Oh.
He has denied any wrongdoing.
That's interesting. Pay off the witness.
Both Trump and Pam Bondi have denied allegations of a quid pro quo that his past donation played any role in her office's decision to not take legal action against Trump University when she was, of course, the Attorney General of Florida.
Oh,
this show is going to be just legal notes and things we're selling.
That's what I said. We're going to call it the legal note. Sonny,
yeah,
you
that's
have a
you keep
idea.
Trashing people.
Thank you, Whoopi. Matt Gaetz has long denied all allegations, calling the claims, quote, invented, and saying in a statement to ABC News that this false smear following a three-year criminal investigation should be viewed with great skepticism, that DOJ investigation was closed with no charges being brought.
We'll be right back.
Yes, just the show will be called Legal Notes, and they'll just have legal notes explaining why they just keep trashing people and lying and slandering people. I think it's fantastic. It'll be a great show. It's bound to do better than The Current View, which is a freaking disaster. I don't have much time with you tonight. I only have a few more minutes, and then we'll go to Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. But I did want to mention Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, claims that the feds are still refusing to hand over documents that unlock the origins of COVID-19. But as a new sheriff in town, that new sheriff, of course, Donald Trump, is going to turn over those things. But he gave an interview to the New York Post, and Senator Paul said, "What we've discovered is that there is a treasure trove of information about dangerous research all collected sitting in one spot. The files could be the key to unlocking exactly how COVID-19 started in Wuhan, China, and how U.S. funds may have been involved. We're nearing the beginning of the real investigation because come January, with a friendly administration, we think we're going to get all of this information." Documents reveal the United States government has been collecting information about dangerous research practices, including gain-of-function research, the practice of amplifying the active part of viruses, making them more dangerous in order to study them, since 2012. Now, again, this is part of the reason why they want to stop Bobby Kennedy and why they're going to want to try to stop everybody who President Trump has appointed to a very high position in the health sciences area, including Dr. Marty Makary, because they don't want anyone to get to the bottom of the truth of any of this stuff. Well, they don't. Look, the bottom line is this. These people are criminals and they need to be charged with something. And lying to the American people and lying to everything else. Speaking of Dr. Marty Makary. We have a clip I want to play for you. He was on the show. He's now been named the administrator of the Food and Drug Administration, United States FDA, which is a big deal because he's going to break up the conglomerate between big food and big pharma. He's an esteemed Johns Hopkins surgeon. He's the author of numerous best-selling books, including his most recent book, which is really a must read about all the ways that medicine gets it wrong with blind spots. But so he came on the show twice. We did a long-form interview together, and he did a short-term interview with me. And it was the shorter one that I decided to ask him how to deal with my kid's lice situation. Yes, I asked the new Food and Drug Administrator how to deal with lice for my children. This is going to be part of my claim to fame, by the way, and I'm very, very excited about this. So here's what I said. Take a listen. Yeah, no, listen, first of all, I got to tell you off the record, I'm home today, my home studio, because my kids have lice. Any advice?
There is a good protocol for lice, but it's a lot more common than people think.
Okay. So I'm not going to die or anything, right?
You're going to live.
Okay. That's great news. Thank you very much. You've reassured me. That's it. That's going to go down in history as one of the absolute best moments of interviewing the FDA administrator. Ask him about head lice. He's like, "Can't you just Google that, you idiot?" You have me on the show. I'm an esteemed surgeon, world-renowned, and you're asking me about lice? A simple Google search will tell you just freaking get lice shampoo, lice treatment. They sell it at CVS, you idiot. You know that that's what's going on in his head at that moment, Matt DeSantis. There's no question about that. It's exactly what he was thinking.
I'm shocked he agreed to come back on like a month later.
And do a long-form interview, and he was probably thinking the entire time I was going to ask him about things like hangnails, toe fungus. You know, Doc, I got this thing, my feet get really smelly at the end of the day. He's like, "Yeah, it's called athlete's foot. Why don't you put some cream on that?" "Oh, really? Okay. Is that toxic? Am I going to die from that? Is that terminal?" "No, I don't think it's terminal." "Oh, we got to get out." All right. So Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70. This was a great show. This will get us to Marconi, no doubt about it. I'll be back with you tomorrow, maybe, possibly. We'll see. Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. My great friends over there would love to see you. $687 a month for a beautiful new Volvo XC90 with all applicable rebates. $2,000, extra $2,000 off. If you are a Costco member, reach out to them today. They're on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. They're wonderful people. Judith Krupnik is my great friend, and she will be there to help you every step of the way to make sure you get the absolute best price and you are treated with the respect you deserve. That's what you can expect at Cherry Hill Volvo. Or if you want the S-Class made at their plant in South Carolina, either way, Cherry Hill Volvo will take great care of you. And $687 for the Volvo XC90, a beautiful family car you will absolutely love. All right, listen, thanks so much for listening to this very short show. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Thank you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.